Pidana falla va, giri vada da. Gopidana falla va, giri vada da. Jasoda nandana braja jana anjana Jasoda nandana braja jana anjana Natira vanachari Samunatira vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopidana Vallabha Giri Vara Dhadi Gopidana Vallabha Giri Vara Vallabha Giri Vara Dhadi Nana braja jana nandana Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana Yamuna tira avanakari Yamuna tira vana chari
Yamuna tira vana chari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari
Jaya Radha Madhava
Kunya Vihari Gopidana Vallabha Giri Vara Dhadi Gopidana Vallabha Giri Vara Dhadi Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari
Yamuna tira vanachari
ya la la ma da ba Punjabi hari Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari Jaya Prabhuparat 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 Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravraja Kacharyasta Devasata Sisimat Istivaingre Sila Ave Charana Ravinda Srila Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada ki jai Anand Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai Premsa kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Ji Anga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. We are reading this morning from the fourth canto, chapter 28, text 34. Maybe we first need to distribute the translation aids.
Shitoshna
Versmi
Vandvani
Sukadukeki Vandvani
Ajaya
Ajaya
Sama
Darshana
Ajayat Samadarshana
Ajayat Samadarshana
Shitoshna Vata Vashna Shani
Shitoshna Vata Vashani
Shutpipase Priya Priye
Shutpipase Priya Priye
Sukadukke Iti Dvandvani
Sukadukke Iti Dvandvani
Ajayat Samadarshana
Ajayat Samadarshana
Shitoshnavata Vashani
Shitoshnavata Vashani
Shutpipase Priya Priye
Shutpipase Priya Priye
Sukaduke Iti Dvandvani
Sukaduke Iti Dvandvani
Ajayat Samadarshana
Ajayat Samadarshana Shitoshna Vata Vashani
Shutpipase Priya Priye
Shutpipase Priya Priye
Sukaduke Iti Dvandvani
Sukaduke Iti Dvandvani
Ajayat Samadarshana
Ajayat Samadarshana
Shitoshna Vata Vashani
Shitoshna Vata Vashani Shutpipase Priya Priye
Sukaduke Iti Dvandvani
Sukaduke Iti Dvandvani
Ajayat Samadarshana
Ajayat Samadarshana
Hitoshna Vata Vashani
Hitoshna Vata Vashani
Shutpipase Shutpipase Priya Priye
Shutpipase Priya Priye
Sukaduke Iti Dvandvani
Sukaduke Iti Dvandvani
Ajayat Samadarshana
Ajayat Samadarshana
Matajis, please.
Shitoshna Vata Vashani
se priya priye sukha dukhe iti bandhani ajayat samadarshana.
Yes, now we will do something special today. I was informed that today is text 34 and I prepared for that, so we will read this text and text 34, and this one we will read in another day. Hidva grihan sutan bogan vaidarbi madidakshana anvada vata pandyesham yojneva rajanikaram. That is the text which we read today. Yes. It is 34. Now, can you all hear? No? What do we do now? Is the information? It was. You're louder. You have to really. It has to full. It has to fill everyone's ear and heart.
Grihan,
Grihan,
Dom,
Dom,
Sutan,
Sutan,
Getsu,
Getsu,
Bogan,
Bogan,
Materialnu sreću,
Materialnu sreću,
Vaidarbi,
Vaidarbi,
Četiri kralja Vidarbe. Madira Ikshana,
Madira Ikshana,
očaravajući hoću,
očaravajući hoću,
Anvadavata,
Anvadavata,
slijedila je,
slijedila je,
Pandya Isham,
Pandya Isham,
kralja Malayadvaju,
kralja Malayadvaju,
Jyotsna Iva,
Jyotsna Iva,
kao mjesečina,
kao mjesečina,
Rajani Karam,
Rajani Karam,
mjesec,
mjesec.
Kao što mjesečina noću slijedi mjesec, čim se kralj Malayadvaja uputio prema Kulačali, njegova odana žena, čije su oči bile očaravajuće, slijedila je kralja napustivši svu sreću doma, ne osvrćući se na porodicu i djecu. Smisao. Kao što je u Vanaprastha stadiju žena slijedila muža, slično tome kad se duhovni učitelj povuče da bi vršio Nirjana Bhajanu, neki od njegovih naprednih bhakta ga slijede i lično ga služe. Dječima, oni koji su vrlo naklonjeni porodičnom životu trebaju služiti duhovnog učitelja i napustiti takozvanu sreću koju pruža društvo, prijateljstvo i ljubav. U vezi s tim je značajan stih Šila Višana Čakravati Takure iz njegove Gujvaštake. Jasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. Učenik se treba uvijek sjećati da služeći duhovnog učitelja može lako napredovati u svjesnosti Krišne. Svi sljedeći spisi preporučuju da se zadovoljavanjem i neposrednim služenjem duhovnog učitelja može dostići najviši savršeni nivo predanog služenja. Riječ Madhirakshana je također značajna u ovom stihu. Šta Jiva Goswami je objasnio u svojoj standardi da riječ Madhira znači opijajući. Ako nečije oči postanu opijene kada vide božanstvo, ta osoba se može nazvati Madhirakshana. Oči kraljice Vaidarbi su bile očaravajuće, kao što su neći oči Madhirakshana kad posmatraju božanstva u hramu. Onaj tko nije napredan bhakta ne može usmjeriti svoje oči na božanstva u hramu.
Yes. Navadvipa Prabhu, maybe you can inform this devotee, the technician, you know English, please, we will start now. Because we have much service to do today, we will start with a sentence-by-sentence translation. And while we are... No, it's all right. Please. While we are doing this, you can please put everything correctly. And when we are ready, you just let us know. And we will switch into the direct... into the simultaneous translation. Yes? Okay, you understood that. Just as the moonshine follows the moon at night, immediately after King Malayadvaja departed for Kulachala, his devoted wife, whose eyes were very enchanting, followed him, giving up all homely happiness despite family and children. No, you have to do it loud, Dadi Baksha, because everyone in the room has to hear.
Kao što mjesečina noću slijedi mjesec, čim se kralj Malayadvaja uputio prema Kulačavi, njegova odana žena čije su oči bile očaravajuće, slijedila je kralja na svu sreću doma, ne osvrćući se na porodicu i djecu.
As you have heard in this verse, the importance of following the spiritual master is described.
Kao što se čuli u ovom stihu, opisana je važnost slijedjenja duhovnog učitelja.
Now, you can only follow the spiritual master if you are absorbed in his instructions. Otherwise, it is not really possible to follow. We might follow for some time, but when the spiritual master is not visiting the temple, then we do not follow any longer. Actually, we have to become absorbed in the instructions of our spiritual master. The word absorption is very interesting if we look at it in the biological context. If you absorb food, the food becomes transformed into living tissue.
Ako absorbirate hranu, hrana se kasnije razgrana u tkivo.
But sometimes it is not possible to absorb food. Either there is a disease in the stomach or a worm who eats all the food instead of you. Do you know about this? This worms? Then if you cannot absorb the food, your body will not be healthy and strong. People who have the worm in the stomach can eat so much, but they always so if due to some and they can't transform the food into living tissue. So if the disciple in a similar way is not able to absorb the instructions of the spiritual master, he will always be like this in spiritual life. He won't live spiritual life. Now, the worm in the stomach, so to say, which makes it impossible for someone to absorb the instructions, has two forms. And I want to put this question to all of you. What could be the two forms which possibly make it impossible for you to absorb instructions? I personally think this is one of the most essential questions which a devotee has to ask himself. Up till now, everyone in the room, also our dear guests, have heard much spiritual knowledge. We have read in the scriptures, we have visited and listened to lectures, We also, some of us have a spiritual master and we have heard many instructions from him. And certainly all of us have heard from Srila Prabhupada. But why can't we transform it into a very ecstatic life in Krishna consciousness? Why can't we absorb the instructions? Wo liegt der Wurm, one says in German language, or in English language, where is the worm? What is the worm? Do you think this question is important to your life? Yes? Because I thought I would talk about this, and I want to know if you are interested to hear about this. Yes? They're very interesting. I personally think it's one of the essential questions in my own life in Krishna consciousness. So, what is the worm? You hear and you accept with your intelligence, but you just can't absorb it and put it into practice. This is the question. Into practice, into the life, yes. Is Purujit Prabhu here? Yeah, oh, yeah. Purujit, you are a philosopher. You can help us.
You mentioned one or two?
Two worms. Yes.
In Croatian language, it's one phrase, it's a worm of doubt.
Yeah.
It's like. So I think maybe it's the second one.
Yeah.
The first one is maybe attachment to material genre.
Yes. The worm who doesn't give us any peace.
Yeah, peace.
So that we can't change. Yeah. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. these answers are correct. I want to give also an answer which I came upon. I think this answer includes what was said already. So one obstacle is anartha. These are like Purujit Prabhu described, activities which really cannot be brought in harmony with the process of devotional service. And they appear out of attachment to material life. All anattas have their cause here, in attachments to I and mine. The second cause for not being able to absorb the instructions and put them into practical life is spiritual weakness.
Da ne budemo apsorbirani u duhovni život, da imamo sposobni da se apsorbiramo u duhovni život je spiritualna slabost.
It is a weakness in bhakti.
To je slabost u bhakti.
Sisi go ni tai ki jai. In the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, let us finish this point, that you get the sword of knowledge from your spiritual master, from Krishna. But this word of knowledge is sometimes very hard to hold and to use. You know, sometimes in these mythological stories from Europe, there is someone who is looking for a long, long time until finally he finds the mystical sword with which he can kill the dragon.
U mističnim pričama iz Evrope postoji događaj kad neko traži neki mač, neki moćni mač tako da može nahraniti zmaja.
But then he finds out he can't lift it. Just like many of us, finally we found Krishna consciousness. It's very difficult to sometimes apply all the instructions which we have heard. Yes, lobby. So it is described that by serving the spiritual master, we get the strength to use the knowledge, to pick up the sword. So let us summarize. Due to offenses, that is persistent attachment to things which cannot be used in Krishna's consciousness. Persistent attachment to those things which can't be used in Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And due to spiritual weakness, it is not possible to absorb the instructions. So, all right, now I think, Damir, we can switch over to the other system. So can you all hear now, please? Yes, is it clear? Oh, thank you very much, Damir. This is very... So, yes, okay. Please, when you feel tired or something is drink, this is good for concentration. It's a very nice tea. All right, so now I want to give you some ideas how to overcome these anattas. In the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a very, very important instruction for our spiritual life. Because there tips are given how to give up many anattas. One, it says here, by making plans with determination, one should give up lusty desires for sense gratification. For this, for instance, we have the Brahmachari ashram and the Grihastha ashram, because in these ashrams we make plans how we can stay free from lust. Now comes also the Prabhupada marathon. Each devotee makes plans how he can, with great determination, serve Krishna. And in this way, by making these determined plans, you can give up sense gratification. Similarly, you can conquer anger, gnev, yes, by giving up svaveste, I think it's called, envy. Svaveste, yes. By discussing the disadvantages of accumulating wealth, one should give up greed. Pohlepo, yes. If you are very, if you want to have a lot of money, then discuss with your devotee friends how money is not the honey. And by discussing the truth, one should give up fear. These tips really work. 5 years ago, I had to go into the for an operation into the hospital, and I must tell you honestly, because I don't have faith in the karmis, I was very afraid what would happen to me when I was in full anesthesia. And at the same time, I felt not good with my fear. I thought, this is not Krishna conscious. And I remembered Prabhupada saying that you can give up fear by discussing the truth. So what I did is I read in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita about the eternality of the soul. And it helped me very significantly, so that when finally they were, you know, giving the injections and undressing me and shaving all the hair from the body, like a pig to be slaughtered, then I had no fear any longer. By discussing spiritual knowledge, one can conquer lamentation and illusion. By serving a great devotee, one can become free of pride. Sometimes we are so pride, then you just serve, and it goes away. By keeping silent, actually, this is now for the mystic yogis, but here no one is a mystic yogi, so I will not. Yes, another thing is very good. Here's another tip for conquering envy. Envy can be conquered if you stop sense gratification. If you're very envious, don't eat so much. It really works. Because you understand more that you are not the body. And that it doesn't matter if someone can run faster than you. Or looks more beautiful or whatever. So in this way, there are many tips what you should do. Are you interested to know what you should do in order to become healthy? To give up diseases? Yes? Practice Hatha Yoga. But not so much, you know, just a little bit is enough. This is the Bhagavatam, I mean. And do you know what you should do in order to give up sleep? I mean, sleep, no. Sleep has to be there, but to not fall asleep. One should develop the mode of goodness, especially in regard to eating. Like in the mode of goodness, we know we don't eat in the evening, a huge feast. Because then in the morning, in the night, the stomach is full and works, and we can't find so much of a peaceful rest. And also, in the morning, it's all there, boom, still in one part of the colon, which is close to the stomach. We just fall asleep. So, all right. But now the important things, now you might feel, I'm never able to follow all these advices. And I have already forgotten most of them. So, the scriptures say, all this can be automatically done if one engages in the service of the spiritual master with faith and devotion. In this way, one can conquer the influence of the modes of nature. So, here we find that in order to reach many things, one thing is sufficient. In other words, all the problems which come due to either offenses and spiritual weakness can be overcome if you serve your spiritual master with devotion. Well, there is only one offense. You know, when you make offenses against devotees, you shouldn't think, oh, I'm just serving my spiritual master, it will be alright. You must go and talk to the devotee and really beg him to excuse you. But the other things, or if you make offenses in deity worship, you have to stop doing that. But really, by becoming a devoted follower of the mission of your spiritual master, you can actually get all the necessary mercy so that the worms leave your stomach. And then it will be very easy for you to not only hear spiritual knowledge, but to apply it in your practical life. I want to give you one example from Shastra, which clarifies this point. It is from the life of Sharanga Thakur. The day before yesterday, his disappearance day was there. So Sharanga Thakur was a very great devotee who lived in the area of Navadvip, in an island called Modrum Dweep. Yes, Modrum Dweep. Navadvip Babu and myself, and I don't remember, maybe also Dayalu was there, we visited the temple of Sharanga Thakur. You know, before that was a very beautiful green tree. And this tree once was dying out. Ja. Ekologická problema. Yes. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Saranga Thakur, he said, Thakur Mahashay, what are you going to do for the tree? He's dying. Saranga Thakur answered, the only thing which can help him is your mercy. And then Mahaprabhu embraced the tree. He's so merciful. And immediately the tree had green leaves all over and little flowers. Very nice smelling flowers. So Saranga Thakur was very dear to the Lord, and so were his trees and everything in his possession. Now Saranga Thakur only he was very, very humble. He never wanted to accept disciples. Until one day Mahaprabhu told him, please show your mercy to the fallen souls. And when Mahaprabhu gave him the direct order, he actually took on, he made a vow. The next person I'm going to meet tomorrow morning, he will be instructed by me in Krishna consciousness. So when Saranga Thakur went into the Ganga to take his bath, a dead body was floating by. It was the body of an 8-year-old boy. What is your age, Sridham? 10. So 2 years younger. Who had died because of being bitten by a snake. And his parents had put him on a little stretcher which floated. Had covered him with white cloth. And this way he was, the body was floating. So when it touched the with the palace, the body of Saranga, who was standing in the Ganga, it came back to Jivot. And Saranga took him and he began to preach to him. And this boy became very strong in devotional service. Later his parents heard of him and wanted to take him back home. But he said, no, my father is Saranga Thakur. He's my real father. Because he has given me life. That was his logic. I cannot leave my real father. So you might ask yourself, first you have heard by serving the spiritual master, you get spiritual strength so that you can apply the knowledge. And you overcome also offenses. And now you have heard an illustration for this, how a spiritual master has this shakti. You might ask yourself now the question, okay, how can I become absorbed in the instructions of my spiritual master? And this is what I want. Because I have to follow him to get these blessings. And I wanted to also discuss a little bit about this. First of all, every devotee must examine himself from time to time. If you do not examine yourself in Krishna consciousness, it is very difficult to actually make a permanent advancement. I want to read in this connection an instruction by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Aspirants for devotion should always notice carefully their own state. They should consider what they were yesterday and what they are today. and what improvement they have made. By noticing for several days, if they come to know that no improvement has been made, according to the above evolutionary method, that then it will be understood that some hidden evil or even offense stands in the way. So every day we should really ask ourselves, have I made advancement? Have I become stronger in devotional service? And if we notice no, it's not the case, then there is some weakness in us, some offense. Now, if we notice that, we should be very desirous to give up this weakness. We should go and pray to Krishna and to the spiritual master. I think you all are in the practice of coming every morning before the deities to take darshan. What are you doing during this time? This was my thought. I was never seen such crowns in my life. That was my thought. I could not really think much more because it was so wonderful crown. Very. I mean, Goni Thai is the best dresser here, certainly. So, but and what we should do now, I'm making this critical observation, as you have noticed, to try to give you a little help what you can do during darshan. Darshan is the most important time during the morning. Well, difficult to say. I mean, chanting Hare Krishna is also very important, but darshan is very important. Don't be blank. Pray. My dragi gospodin. Please give me the strength to serve you. Today I want to serve you, but I'm so sloppy. I need your milos, your strength, so that we can do it. When we come and do Guru Pooj, let us not be blank. Let us pray, my dear spiritual master. Your words of knowledge can purify my consciousness from these material attachments which eat up all the strengths. You know, like you have the worm, and you can eat 10 times the quantities which you usually eat, but it has no value for your body. Yes. So this is the first thing. In order to follow, we should examine ourselves, and then make advancement in this way, according to the method. Now, a second point is explained very nicely in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and that addresses a very realistic point. I think all of us know that we sometimes have material desires. Let us be honest, we are in the family. I mean, there is no use in our lives if we hide this fact. Of course, you really can't hide anything. We were speaking yesterday about this a little bit on the Sunday program. And therefore, sometimes when our spiritual master, when we hear his lectures, you think, yes, this is all right. But when I'm older, I might maybe follow it. Now the senses are so strong. And I'm a new devotee, only 4 years in the movement. I mean, I can't be expected to be immediately on the pure platform. We have our own private way of excusing our lives. And it is a fact, these material desires are very, very heavy, of course. So there is one very nice way to overcome them. Desire must be there. No one can give up desires. But you can learn to fix your desires into the right direction. Desire is something like going to the toilet. It must be done. Sometimes the people think they are so free, but the first verse in Upadeshamrita says that there are 6 urges, vachavega, one wants to speak, manasavega, one wants to think and speculate and be on the mental platform. And Krodha Vega, one becomes so angry. These are pushes. Prabhupada explains pushes just like by giving the example of going to the toilet. You have to go. I mean, if now you have to go, you know, you may think, oh, it's such an interesting point now. Let me stay in the temple room. But you can't really stay. You have to ich bin day, and go into the toilet. In the same way, no one who has material desires is really free. Vacha vega, manasa vega, krodha vega. Oh, there are so many. Then there's the vega, the push of the tongue, you want to eat. Then there's the push of the stomacho. And then, oh no, the push of the genital. Going very strong. You know. From this little area which is lying around the middle of the body, the whole material activities are coming. No one is free. So, but in Krishna consciousness, we learn to focus these urges to Krishna. And this is really the point. We want to speak about philosophy and Krishna. You want to think, make a plan, a determined plan to serve Krishna. If you are an angry person, I don't know, in each temple there's usually one Mr. Krodha. You know, someone who very easily gets disturbed and then angry. Become angry towards the non-devotees. You know, don't put it on the poor devotees. Yesterday someone asked me, what if I find out that there are devotees who are demons? So I told him, maybe it's a little demon inside of you. Maybe. You should ask the other devotees if your perception is correct. And best is you focus your angry nature on non-devotees. That doesn't mean we should beat them up. But we should try to, you know, help them to become free from Maya. I can't stand that you are so much a Maya, so much an illusion. Preach to him.
get free from anger. So you understand, the direction must be changed. You can't change desires or pushings, but you can change the direction. That is up to you. In the 10th canto, now, please hear this beautiful verse. It is so nice. The desire of those who fix their minds on me does not lead to material desire for sense gratification. Just as barley corns, I don't really know what a barley corn is also. It's some kind of grain. A grain, you can just say. Like a corn of grain, burned by the sun and then cooked, can no longer grow into new sprouts. So if you learn to put your mind in the direction of Krishna, desire to serve Krishna and your spiritual master, the material desires won't sprout. Now you will be able to put your mind in that direction only if your mind is a little bit purified. And now comes my last point. The mind is only purified if you absorb it in spiritual knowledge. And that's one of the gifts which are to be had when reading in Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada has a gift to all of his readers. That is that by reading his works you get a certain spark of realization from Srila Prabhupada. Some nice feeling of determination. Problems evaporate.
Islap.
Yes, Islap. They go Islam. If you read, because that is Prabhupada's special potency as a writer or as an author. Prabhupada has many, many shaktis, but I'm just focusing on his reading. I'm known in our movement as a great reader. Usually I do it in the night time when everyone sleeps. But I want to give you a personal understanding. The books of Prabhupada are unique in this that way that you get determined to follow what he says and apply the knowledge. And that you can't really get from any other author. I mean, Satsvarup Maharaj is also writing very nice, and Mathuresh, and Ravindra Swarup, and Saraputa, and these are some of my authors which I also read, Krishna Consciousness. But when you read in Prabhupada's books, there is just this mystic potency all of a sudden coming. But you have to want to do that. You have to want to become determined. If you just open the book, Dalidala, I have to read. Otherwise, they all think bad of me. They think I'm primitive. I have to read. I'm not really interested. Eating, sleeping is much more interesting. All right. Now, this is not how you will feel the Shakti. Only if you open your heart, if you want to get that, then it comes. So, Hare Krishna, I have many more things to say, it's already so late, I've only done half of what I wanted, but it's all right. So, do you have any questions to all of this, Prabhus?
Yes,
When we do offenses against the holy name, there are two offenses. No, we should just go on chanting. Now, what is the first offense in chanting the holy name? Who knows? The blaspheme the devotees of the Lord. So if you do that, you can't just continue chanting. You have to go to the devotee and really ask his forgiveness. And another thing is, if you commit offenses, yes, and think, well, I chant, there's great potency in the chanting, I make sins, but then I will continue chanting and the effects will go away. This won't work. You have to stop sinning. Yes, you just have to stop. But all the other offenses, like remaining materially attached, or thinking, you know, that the Vedics, also doubts, go away if we chant. But you have to chant in a specific way. Now it gets a little bit complicated. No, not so much. I will make it very simple. See, there is one offense which is the breeding ground of all other offenses. This offense is what? Inattentive chanting. Do you know what I mean? And we just have to fight that. If you want to stop making offenses against the holy name, the tip of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is just chant attentively. This also, because most of you are disciples of Sri Vishnupad and aspiring disciples, I want to repeat what he said in a very, very nice lecture. There was a devotee who had many problems and asked about how to solve problems. And he answered, if you sit down and chant with full attention, hearing each syllable, then your life transforms. That is what everyone can do. If you have problemska, olika problemska, then you should go before the deities, sit down, be peaceful, no need to cry. You shouldn't cry so much before the deities, because you know how are they feeling when someone goes like and just chant the holy names. There were once two devotees who had so many problems. They wanted to almost leave the process of Krishna consciousness. Such heavy problems. Prabhupada told them, don't talk. You just sit down before the deities and chant. Krishna will help you. And Then the disciples came back. So, how are you? Better. Our problems are, most of them are imaginations. So this is a, yes? You have to really, so my answer is chant attentively, Sasha. Do it also, not just that you hear, oh, and it goes to the warm. But no, must be applied, put into practical knowledge. If we don't absorb the spiritual atmosphere, the spiritual knowledge, then the material atmosphere, which is mostly here in the material world, will absorb us. You have the chance. Either you absorb spiritual knowledge, or material, or the in the spiritual atmosphere, or you are absorbed. This is a fact. It is not something. It sounds nice, and we laugh, but it is really the point in our life. Very serious. Tomitze. Once Srila Satsvarupa Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada if there is a stage in Krishna consciousness from where one doesn't go down again. I think that's your question also. And Prabhupada answered yes. But it will come with purification. One reason why we only experience for a limited amount the happiness of Krishna consciousness is that we have so many impressions due to past sinful activity in our mind. So our work really is to have spiritual impressions. I'll give you a practical example. I made an experiment yesterday evening with this. See, I had given the lecture in the Rybetska Park, the romantic park. But I was very strained, both physically and mentally, because Jeevat goes so fast, you know. We were in London, and then flying to Munich, then driving like crazy, and dictating letters in the car, and then, you know, making this being there for this festival on the farm. And then so many guests wanted to speak to me. I could go to bed only at 1 o'clock. Then in the morning we had to go up at 4 o'clock to drive to Zagrebo, but then my driver forgot the paper of the car, and then there were so many complications on the border, it took wait for 2 hours. But then I was thinking so many things, so many dramatic things. Oh, Moiji, what? You know. Then coming to Zagreb, eating, then sleeping, and then going to the program. And I knew my night will be a terrible one. Because so much Uma is going. So I thought, well, let me make an experiment. Before going to bed, I will make for 20 minutes an intensive spiritual program. Intensive spiritual program. Yeah. Short program for the manager. And I read a little, and then I heard a lecture of Prabhupada. 10 minutes. Then I heard a bhajan of Prabhupada. Then I went to bed. And the night was wonderful. Vrindavan thoughts and so on. Because of making impressions in the mind. It is a scientific process. It works. And I felt so happy when waking up. So that is what you must do, Tumbitse. Put spiritual impressions in the mind. Then these material impressions which are there won't give you so much problem. It works really. I tried it yesterday. 100%. It's scientific. It's not just some mystical talk, but it is really working. You have so many impressions. They're called sanskaras. This is one of the... I talked about this in the temple and also yesterday. And from this sanskaras, our svabhav, that is our conditioned nature, is formed. So if you want to transform and not be the unhappy tomitze, then you have to make spiritual impressions. Very deep ones. But it takes some time. You're on the right path, Tomitze. Take courage. One has to be patient. Doesn't happen overnight. Good, so everything is clear. Let us just see. Yes, Amarji, yes. Ras Acharya. Srila Rohini Sutta Prabhu likes to joke with me. He is such a wonderful Vaishnava. He always takes care of me that I'm not an illusion. And therefore he makes jokes with me. This is our relationship. So yes, so I have to follow his instructions, so the pride will be on. Why?
Yes. Because you know stories how, why he wears the peacock and yellow dhoti. Yeah.
Why has Krishna a flute? I can tell you why Krishna is black, if that is interesting to you. See, the thing is, your question, one needs to have heard the answer from the acharyas. I mean, you could definitely, there are, Krishna likes to call the gopis, and he does so with a flute, because a flute sound is very, it is a very natural sound for Krishna to play, because cowherd boys play with a flute, it's time immemorial, to call the cows. Krishna, being a cowherd boy, he plays also the flute, and no one can really think anything is wrong, because the flute sound you hear in Vrindavan. One time when Krishna wanted to meet Srimati Radharani, he made the sound of a cuckoo. What are the boo boo? Yeah, the boo boo. And everyone, and no one thought, he did this in Kokilvan. It's the forest of the cuckoos. And everyone, thought of anything. But Srimati Radharani heard that cuckoo. And he knew, Krishna is in Kokilvan waiting for me. So that's why Krishna, in order to call Srimati Radharani, also plays the flute. And no one thinks anything is wrong, because you hear so much flutes. But here's Krishna calling Radharani to leave her home and everything to be in his association. That is the answer which I would give. this is also given by acharyas, actually. Yeah? Is this all right? Yes, okay.
Why is Krishna black?
Why is Krishna black? You are already the nature of you, Rohini Sudha Prabhu. He's also very intense. Once the gopis ask Krishna, why are you so black? And Krishna said, well, I was born on a dark moon night. That's the reason. Then the gopis said, no. No one is getting black, because of the black of the night. Then everyone would be black. So then the explanation is given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Sri Krishna is very merciful towards his devotees, and he looks at them with pleasure. It is described, he throws sidelong glances. A sidelong glance is if I look now like this, and then I go like this. Have you seen? And I look at Dayalu. That's called a sidelong glance. So in the same way, Krishna looks like this to the gopis. Sidelong glance. And he looks them in the eyes. And now the gopis have their eyes bordered with black kayal. Do you know what is kayal? It is plek. No, it's not schminka. It is. It is very good for the eyes. It is women to it. Put it. So, because Krishna likes his devotees so much, he looks at their eyes. He's very. He wants to do a look at his devotees. And because they are so black, the kaya, therefore Krishna has become black. You know, when it happens, when you become absorbed in something, you take the nature. Like our Mataji, you are a disciple of Rohini Sura, I can tell immediately. you know, you have the, you take on the nature, isn't it? We have seen this. You can see people who only think of, art, for instance. You can look, they have a certain, they absorb this nature. So Krishna is black because he absorbs, he looks at his devotees, he thinks of his devotees, the gopis and the kaya. Krishna. Very nice. Do you know why Krishna wears a yellow dhoti? Why?
Because of Srimati Radharani.
Yes.
Because she has a yellow
complexion. Yes. Krishna. This is Jiva Goswami says this. Okay, so we will end here our lecture. Thank you very much for hearing. Please, if possible, come in the evening. We will have more association.